I will answer the question, what we men would like to see, what we consider a woman as high value, meaning that we want her to be our wife. Number one, iman and taqwa. That's one of the most important things. Okay, as the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith of marry a woman for four, right? And faith was the first thing. You could be the most beautiful one. If you don't have faith, it's not good for us. Okay? Most important thing is faith. It's not the only thing, but it's the most important thing. Number two, modesty. We don't like women who are not modest. Women who don't cover. Women who go there and share everything with everyone. Women who, even though they might be covering their hair, they're kasiyat and ariyat. They're covered but uncovered. They talk loud. They swear. They spit. They want to be like men. It's a big turn off for us. You're not a high value woman in our eyes. If you're all like, hey man, what's up dude? Like, you know, sometimes we hear some of these sisters talking, subhanAllah. I remember going to university and, you know, having some classmates, and when they talk, you're just like, man, if I close my eyes, it's like I hear a man talking. Haya is very, very important for a high value man. We value that in a woman a lot. It is a big turn off when you're not modest. Be it the way you cover, the way you behave, the way you talk, and so on. We want our women to be modest. And that's linked to beauty. We feel that beauty is a very important part. So I'll put modesty and beauty together. And natural beauty, not any beauty. Sadly, women use makeup today, surgeries, plastic surgeries, because society has fooled them. These movements that are here today, they use media to make them have low self-esteem, which is a kind of like a financial trap, because they make them spend so much money on surgery, which makes them unnatural, makes them even uglier. Botox and all these things, implants in their cheeks now, their lips, everything. Because some Kardashian or whatever has millions of followers, so they've been deceived to think that this is the standard of beauty. A lot of men are fooled by that, because a lot of men are very superficial. And that's what we talked about, high value men who are not superficial. But a lot of men are fooled by that, so they follow that. So women think, aha, this is the standard of beauty, which is not. So they use makeup because of the low self-esteem. They think they're ugly while they're not, right? But then again, they have to pay more and pay more. They get caught up in this financial trap of spending. No, we don't care. That's not what it is. If men are superficial and that's what they see beauty as, they've been conditioned to that. But subhanAllah, real beauty will be natural. You can go honestly, us men, a girl who's just natural, doesn't use makeup, and just her natural beauty. You might think, oh, but this and that according to what? TikTok and Facebook or Instagram? No, that's not this and that. Oh, I have a little mark here or a scratch mark there or this or that. No, that's not actually what men look for. We value natural beauty. Women live life with a filter today. Phone filters, everything. Why? It's because of insecurity. Insecurities that have been exploited by these sharks that are making these women. I mean, it's a huge economy when it comes to surgeries and so-called beauty aesthetics. Huge, and still leads to mental health issues. Women are more depressed because they try so hard, and in the end, the guy is going to end up going with someone else. Go back to natural beauty. I am a big proponent of natural beauty. Number three. So number one, iman. Number two, modesty, which links to beauty. Number three, feminine. We want women to be feminine. We don't want them to talk like men, walk like men, act like men, be like men. But that's the outcome of feminism. That's what you get. So a lot of women, it's a big turnoff to act with a woman who walks like a man, is trying to have muscles, go to the gym all the time. It's okay to exercise. But you look like a man, we don't want you to act like a man. We want feminine women. And you still find, alhamdulillah, as I said, in certain parts of certain Muslim countries, but sadly, even those are being removed. Natural beauty is disappearing. Femininity is disappearing and is replaced with feminism, which in turn causes women, because they want to be like men or they want to be men. No, we don't like that. We don't like that at all. Number four, motherly, nurture. We like nurtures. We don't. Sisters, we don't care about your degrees. Oh brother, astaghfirullah, what's wrong with you? It does not mean we don't care about you being educated, but it's not the biggest thing for us how many papers you got. Okay? forget about it. Anyway, in the general world right now, the papers don't really mean anything. It's about skills. And indeed, nurture is a skill. It's a skill to nurture human souls. One of the best and most, you know, beautiful skill that you can have. And we appreciate that. We look for that. We don't care the degrees that you have, but you should be educated. Well, what do you mean, brother? Are you preaching against education? I'm going to sure the memes are going to come out and all these people trying to go after me. Welcome. Shout out to all the haters, by the way. May Allah guide you and bless you. But the Prophet ﷺ was not educated in that sense. He was an ummi. And ummi, subhanAllah, comes from the word from mother. The education that you get out of the school is from your mother, which is so important. And look where the Prophet ﷺ was. Was he uneducated? No. Was he unlettered? Yes. But he was not illiterate. So we don't want you to be uneducated. Like, we cannot even have a conversation. It's a big turnoff if we cannot talk to you and have a proper intellectual conversation. Educated, yes, you can study, learn, educated. But priority is not to have papers and degrees. You can don't have to be educated by going outside and mixing with everyone. Am I saying that women should not go to university? I'm not saying that. I'm talking about, just think about what I'm saying, right? So I'm telling you what we like. You're going to flaunt your degrees and all that in front of us? It's not a big deal for us, okay? But you should have a good mind, talk properly, good, intellectual. But we care about how you're going to use that for our children and educate our children. The paper is not going to do anything. It's the knowledge that comes. And it can come even without the papers. All right, number five. So number one, iman. Number two, modesty. Number three, feminine. Number four, motherly or nurture. Number five, obedient. And here, obedient, I know you're like, oh my God, here he goes again. It's, as the Prophet ﷺ said, there are so many hadith. Do a bit of research, because you're not taking it from me. Do a bit of research and stop denying the authentic hadith. Do a bit of research to understand about obedience, how important it is. For us, it is very important. Because, for a very important reason, it is important. Because of respect. High value men value respect. And a woman who respects will be an obedient woman, because she understands her position. Women know how to do it. It's just that they don't want to do it to their husbands. Because again, yes, I blame the cancer that's called feminism. The intellectual cancer, spiritual cancer that's called feminism. Okay? And that is because, you know, they obey the CEO. They can work 9 to 5, 9 to 6, 9 to 7. If he says, yes boss, I'll do. Why? Because he has an upper hand over it. Why? Because he signs their paycheck. Because he spends on them. This is where he's, to an extent, a qawwam, is a provider. And she knows that. Subconsciously, it's there. Where consciousness that is affected by feminism comes in when she goes home, after the work hours, she starts misbehaving with her husband. If he's not taking care of her, she's got things messed up. She's okay, she can, she has the ability to submit herself and to be obedient to a boss, which could be a man, who's a bad man maybe, but her husband, who married her, who took her as an amana, she doesn't want to do that. That is a big contradiction. So we want them to be, we're not saying to be slaves. No, we don't come up with that. Obedient does not necessarily mean slave. We're not asking you to do something wrong. We're not asking you to scrub our feet every day or something like that. A'udhu billah. No. Alright? No, obedient means like in the obedience of Allah. Okay, obedient means not abuse. Mark my words. I disclaim again, disclaimer. Obedient does not mean slave or abuse. It means as the Prophet ﷺ taught the woman to be obedient. Do you want to get more information about this? Please check the Quran and Sunnah. Number six, last but not least, we want a passionate woman, a loving woman. The Prophet ﷺ said, the best woman is when you look at her, you're pleased. And when you order her, she obeys. The best woman is the one that is intimate, warm, right? She's like loving and she's fertile, as per the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. So yes, we want a woman who's passionate, who's lovely and loving and compassionate. And yes, sometimes we want to open up. But if you're going to just judge us and throw us out there, then that's why most men don't like to talk. Because they're afraid they're going to be considered vulnerable. So these are six points that we would value or high value in a woman. Barakallahu fikum.